back to the Bill Shank Show on Sports Radio 93.1 WXKO, thesuperstations.com.
After the hour, welcome back into the Bill Shank Show. Russ Brown with you this afternoon as Bill will be joining us on the road here shortly as we are waiting on this weekend's round of NFL playoff games. You know, it's I saw the ratings earlier for the playoff weekend, and the numbers were good. And that's not... I mean, it's not a surprise. It's winter. Most of the people were snowed in. We love football in this country. What else are you going to watch? And I've said this before. I don't like the extra game, and I don't like the extra playoff team. It feels kind of watered down. You know, the NBA has always been a league where half the teams make the playoffs, you know, and... It just, I don't know, the regular season doesn't have the same sense of urgency. And even the first round of the playoffs, just, and the NBA's done some pretty, I think the expansion to 10 teams with having the seeds 7 through 10 essentially have a play-in tournament for that last or one of the few remaining playoff spots. I do kind of like that. Because there is kind of some separation there. Now you really want to finish in the top six. So that's a little bit better. You know, but in the NFL now, with seven teams going from each conference, that's 7 out of 16. And, I mean, that's almost half. You know, the playoff expansion is a big topic of conversation in college football. You know, nobody's proposing 50 teams in the college football playoffs. But, I mean, that's kind of what you're dealing with, right? 7 out of 16. Almost half. There's 130 teams that play college football, so it's too much. And I think that's what led to a lot of people talked about the wild card. The wild card round wasn't that interesting. The games weren't that good. And look, that's a product of a couple of things. Number one, you've got a seventh team in there, and number two, the second best team in your conference is playing on wild card weekend. That hasn't been the case. The top two teams have been getting a bye. So, you know, in those games you had, for example, Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. I mean, for Tampa Bay, that looked like a three-quarter warm-up before they get on to the next round of the playoffs. In the NFC, you had the Chiefs and the Steelers. That, you know, Pittsburgh did jump out to a 7-0 lead, and then it was over. It was all she wrote. 42-21 was the final score. And I think we're just going to have to live with that. I don't like it, but I'm going to stop short of complaining about it. You know why? Because I watched it. We all did. And that's what it is. It's television revenue. It's extra inventory. It's extra cash. And if it doesn't hurt viewership, they're going to keep doing it. We know it's not as good. We know the quality's not there, but we're still going to consume it. So why do they care? They don't have to worry about quality because that's not what we're consuming. We just want the NFL playoffs. So I think it's here to stay, like it or not. And that's just something we're going to have to live with. But you look ahead to the next round, a lot more interesting matchups this week, obviously, as you've got the Bengals and the Titans kicking it off at 4:30. I think Joe Burrow is, without a doubt, a franchise quarterback, 100%. They found something there. Tennessee, Derrick Henry more than likely going to be back. You know, they're kind of seeing what he does in practice. Mike Vrabel said yesterday there was a lot of contact to try to get him ready to go. So it sounds like, barring any sort of a setback, he's going to play. So we look forward to that. You've got the 49ers and the Packers in the nightcap at 8:15. Of course, Aaron Rodgers in that storyline. Jimmy G, is he the guy in San Francisco? You know, we'll have to wait and see there. Then you got Rams Bucks on Sunday, and then Bills Chiefs to close it out. So I think hopefully this weekend we get a better round of games in these NFL playoffs. All right, let's bring Bill in now. He's out on the road somewhere, and we've missed you this week, man. Where you been?
I apologize, Russ, and thank you so much. I owe you a lot of money for filling in for me. Don't take that, but I always appreciate you sitting in for me. I had an event last night in Atlanta. I have to MC an event for a PBO, and that is to honor some state of Georgia youth coaches. So I had that, and then I had something to do in Athens today. So I'm actually in God's country, home of the 2021 national champion Georgia Bulldogs, Russ Brown, and I had to go while I was here, and I had to do my TV segment from Sanford Stadium at Dooley Field. So I apologize for being a little tardy, but you know, it's been this May is 30 years since I graduated, Russ. And number one, I don't get around these hills as well as I used to, and I don't know where the heck I'm going anymore either. So it took me a little while longer than I anticipated. So I apologize. Can we jump in on your NFL talk for a moment? And
yeah, discuss that a little bit? Yeah. What did you think of the past weekend's games? Did you think it was a little watered down?
Oh yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. And on the other hand, though, I'm trying to. And maybe we won't know until this week, but I'm trying to determine who I feel like is going to be in the Super Bowl, and I don't know if I know the answer to that question yet. Do you have, like, a favorite right now that you feel like, okay, in February, which is ridiculous, but mid-February, blank and blank are going to be there? Do you have an answer for that yet?
I think it'll be the Packers and the Chiefs. That has been kind of my prediction. Aaron Rodgers has had a really good year, and I don't like Tom Brady. I'm not even going to try to hide that. So I'm just kind of rooting against Tampa Bay. But and then Pat Mahomes. I mean, I look, the Chiefs got off to a slow start this year. They've got to turn around. They got off to a slow start Sunday night against the Steelers. But I just think that, you know, those are two of the best quarterbacks in the game right now. But I tell you, I want to – the St. Louis – Los Angeles, the Rams. And I know they're playing the Cardinals on Sunday night, but they've got a lot of interesting pieces. Obviously, the run game with Cam Akers and Matthew Stafford at quarterback. But on the defensive side, too, with Von Miller and that bunch over there, Leonard Floyd as well. The Rams are kind of my dark horse.
I'm with you. I agree. I mean, I'm anxious to see what Aaron Rodgers does this weekend. And I, you know, Russ, I don't. It's so weird all the talk about Aaron Rodgers, and I think some of it is an exaggeration. I mean, the talk of, well, he's going to get to the NFC Championship and protest. I mean, what the heck kind of conspiracy theories are people going to think of next? I mean, I'm anxious to see how Green Bay does, but I'm with you about the Rams personnel. I do believe that Matthew Stafford, number one. You know he's got to be excited after winning his first playoff game in his entire career. I mean, my gosh, I can't even fathom playing for 13 years and just now having the chance to win a playoff game. But they do have good personnel, and a lot of times that does kind of matter when you have some teams that may be kind of close. You wonder if the drama that's surrounded Tampa Bay the last few weeks will kind of work on them. I mean, you can never count out Tom Brady, I think. So, I mean, there are three interesting teams in the NFC that you kind of think, okay, there's going to be some good games between these teams here with the Rams, with the Packers, and with the Buccaneers. You know, AFC, yeah, I mean, you got to kind of have the Chiefs is kind of the underlying favorite, right, because of the experience. And I like their team, too. And I can't get a feel on anybody else. I mean, to me, that's why it's kind of a crapshoot. It's the Chiefs are the comfortable pick, I think, in the AFC compared to having to find somebody else that really just blows off the sheet for you. Whereas you kind of look forward to the matchups between those three teams, like I said before.
Yeah, no, I think so. And, you know, I think Buffalo is a team that intrigues me, too, because I think Josh Allen's really good. But, you know, they've got to go to Arrowhead this weekend. That's going to be tough for them to pull that upset off. And then, you know, I think Joe Burrow eventually is going to be one of the top elite quarterbacks in this league. He looked great against Oakland, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why. I mean, I should trust the Titans. They're 12-5, and they've done it for the most part without Derrick Henry and Julio Jones. But there's just still something about me that doesn't trust them.
I'm with you. And I just don't know if Joe Burrow and that team, I mean, there's no doubt. If you want to talk about a team on the uprise and going up with a trend marker, I think Cincinnati's it. But are they ready? Are they ready now? You know, I mean, those teams that, number one, have just won a playoff game for the first time in our lifetime, seems like. And that are young in their development. I mean, they're still young in their development. Joe Burrow is still there. I mean, you know, obviously very young. I mean, they just brought the receiver in from LSU as well. I mean, they've got a young, lot of young pieces that people who are Bengals fans, like our boy Jason Walker, ought to be thrilled with their future. I mean, that's kind of what you want, is some centerpieces for your future, but not yet. That's where you kind of fall back on Kansas City. And Buffalo, you know, look, I mean, it was impressive what they did against New England. Are they as good as they were last year, though, Russ?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They made it all the way to the NFC title. I'm sorry, the AFC title game. And you know, they had six losses this year. You know, they were 5-3 on the road, and now you've got to go to Kansas City. I guess I wouldn't be completely floored if they pulled the upset. Kansas City's only a 1.5-point favorite, which that's pretty close for a playoff game for a home team. But that's a tall order to go in there and win a game on the road like that against, you know, and you know that place is going to be rocking. I guess you notice nobody's bothered by the Chiefs fans doing the chop. Have you noticed that?
Kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of strange, isn't it?
I know. Well, I think we've got some good football ahead now that we've got these crappy games over with. But I tell you, I was a little surprised by how vocal some of the people were. Even Troy Aikman, right? I mean, even kind of broadcasting about, you know, talking about what the deal was with the extra games, and it wasn't really. I mean, in the proof's in the pudding. They didn't match up to great football, and we're also going to see kind of what that bye does for some of those teams and how that. I mean, I don't know about Tennessee. I don't know. There's something about them that doesn't. I mean, I know Derrick Henry's a beast, and if he's out there, they've got a chance. There's no question about that. But, I mean, can they really go through the Chiefs? And, I mean, they have their home field advantage. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're the number one seed. But there's something to keep – and you know what, Russ? Maybe that kind of thing, like for the Chiefs or like – I mean, not the Chiefs, but the Titans, like maybe for the Rams as well, who haven't been, you know, in that situation as much, they got to prove it to us.
Yeah, no, they do. They have to. That's it. I mean, they got to prove it, you know. And made some good steps last year towards that, but it's hard to bet against. You know, the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl last year. Pat Mahomes is probably the best quarterback in the league right now. Some may say Aaron Rodgers. You know, and we look. I not taking anything away from Tampa Bay, but that offensive line just ran out of gas for Kansas City. They were beat up. So you know that they're itching to get back, and you know, and another thing too, something we were talking more about last year with the Falcons looking for a head coach. I mean, it's just another way for those players to rally around Eric Bieniemy too, right? Because I think they're just as shocked and surprised as the rest of us that this guy hasn't gotten a head coaching job yet.
I with eight jobs open, I just can't fathom if he doesn't, he's got something we don't know about. I mean, I hate to say that, but I mean, there's something that's keeping these teams from hiring him. And for the life of me, the Dan Quinn love fest, Russ, explain it. What are we missing?
Well, no, I mean, I heard a rumor today that the Broncos might be interested. I actually think that'd be a good fit in Denver. Hippie football. I think those folks out in Colorado would love Dan Quinn. He's, you know,
because they're so high. They don't know
right, exactly, dude. Our coach is so positive. Yeah, I just think he'd be. He might fit out there. He might. I don't know. Why in the world? And I mean, I would say this almost for any coach that doesn't have experience. I know. Yeah, I think, like you and I've talked about New York, there are places where you're going to want to bring in an experienced head coach. But, you know, for a guy like Eric Bieniemy that's been around for so long and some of these more tenured seasoned assistants, why wouldn't you take a chance on one of those guys versus bringing in Dan Quinn? That, I mean, let's be honest, once Kyle Shanahan left, the Falcons fell apart. And we saw what happened when those two got together on this past weekend on Sunday. So, I don't, I'm a bitter Falcons fan, I guess, but I would love as a football fan, if my team had a defensive coordinator opening, give me Dan Quinn all day long. But Dan Quinn, the head coach, no thank you.
But what's crazy is the fact that Mike Smith got fired by the Falcons, what was it, 6.5-7 years ago, I guess, Russ? Mm-hmm. And you know, he was not an old man. He was, I think, maybe perhaps, what, mid to late 50s? And he never, I never knew of any type of rumor about any team wanting Mike Smith. Dirk Cutter hired him as the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Mike stayed there, what, 2 or 3 years before he retired. But who did the better job at Atlanta? I mean, I guess you could say, well, Dan Quinn got him the Super Bowl, Mike Quinn did not. But I don't know. I just I'm amazed at the love fest and the talk that Minnesota and Chicago and the Raiders and all these teams with these openings are going to talk to Dan Quinn. I think he's a joke of a head coach. You're right. Defense coordinator with the right talent, yep, that'd be great. And you know, and I was laughing yesterday and Monday hearing the talk about Mike McCarthy and saying, okay. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you heard the caller. He was real funny, Russ, on Monday on the Dan Patrick Show, and he was talking about Dallas, and it was some big Cowboys fan, and he was talking about Mike McCarthy, calling him the fat man, and he was like, he needs to go. This is ridiculous. And then Dan said, well, what about Kellen Moore or Dan Quinn? And the guy said, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. I don't want a newcomer, and I don't want a – I can't remember what the term was he used for Dan Quinn, but it was not a positive term because I think most people can see what he did with Atlanta and how it, I mean, you're almost scarred with the worst defeat in Super Bowl history. That's unbelievable that teams are kind of ignoring that, isn't it?
I mean, and maybe they think it'd work in the short term and they're just trying to find a guy that can come in and win quick. I don't know. I don't see what the interest in Dan Quinn is going to be. I mean, he and Thomas Dimitroff ran the Falcons into the ground so bad. I mean, you still can't even have any expectations in 2022, and those guys haven't been in Flowery Branch since the pandemic started. So I don't get it. Let's take a break here. We'll come back, keep it going. Bill's on the road, making his way back towards Macon, and we'll more sports talk right after this.
Thank you for listening to Sports Radio 93.1 WXKO, the Superstations.